My name is Shahana Kinchwella, an occupational therapist and a post-professional occupational therapy doctoral student at Boston University. I'm interviewing John Doughty, who works at a skilled nursing facility and has been an occupational therapy practitioner for 1 year. John, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Today, we just want to know a couple things about your OT career, so I'm just going to be asking you a couple questions. Don't worry too much about, going super in-depth, but just try to be honest, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, so what are some of the most important lessons you've learned as an occupational therapist, and how did you learn them?
That's a good question. I would say the biggest thing that I've learned throughout my first year is time management. Between treating a patient and giving them skilled services and documentation, it's been a very challenging thing to learn. I would say that I've learned through actually doing it. I think it's something that takes a lot of practice, and it has not been easy for me. I've tried different techniques. I've timed myself. I've recorded times in notebooks. I've had my supervisor try and time me, and at the end of the day, I think it's just really important to find what makes you the most comfortable. And I would say throughout this first year, I've had some highs and some lows, and it's something that I'm still trying to perfect, and it's probably going to take more than a year. But I would say just throwing yourself in the ring is the best way to learn time management skills.
No, that makes a great point. Time management is so important for our career as occupational therapists. Thank you for that. Can you tell me about someone who has had a big influence on your career as an occupational therapist and why?
Absolutely. I work with a plethora of other professionals, PTs, PTAs, CODAs, speech pathologists, audiologists, dietitians. And one person in particular, she's a PTA. She's been in the business for 35 years. She is legally blind. And I remember when I met her, she opened me with open arms, excuse me. And I remember feeling really, really scared. And I didn't know she was legally blind when I first met her. And she said, try being blind and treating and learning all of the skills that you're trying to learn and you don't have a disability. And she's kind of been a supervisor and a mother figure throughout this first year. And even though she's in the PT universe, she's given me some great pointers on work and life balance. She's given me pointers on how to deal with higher up management. When you have a bad patient, how can you bounce back from that? When you have 7 other patients to treat and you're feeling down about yourself from the very beginning. And she's someone who inspires me every single day and is always challenging me and pushing me to go forward and to make sure that I'm happy. And she's a fantastic PTA. And I just want to give Becky Greenwood a shout out.
That's awesome. Thank you. And just a couple more questions. I'm really interested in your career in a skilled nursing setting. Can you describe any relevant policy and system factors like payment methods, regulations, insurance, or anything like that have had an impact on your career as an occupational therapist?
Absolutely. And this is something, again, that it's taken a year, and I'm still not an expert on all the different payment methods and insurance policies. Something that I am quickly learning is that there are some people who are covered under Med A, Med B, and there are people who have private insurance. And something that I'm learning is that depending on what insurance provider you have, it does dictate, for now at least, the amount of minutes of skilled therapy that you're allowed to get divided by the 3 disciplines, so speech path, occupational therapy, and physical therapy. And something that I'm still learning is that certain insurance providers will not provide a long time for skilled therapy no matter what the diagnosis is, which is something that I'm not overly comfortable with yet. And I've actually had the experience of talking to an insurance provider trying to prove that skilled therapy services are working, and we would really love an extension. And I've been lucky, and then I've been unlucky at times, and it's still something that I'm trying to navigate as a practitioner, and how I can better treat my patients, and how I can how I can get them home quicker, I guess.
No, that's great, because I know insurance is changing in today's world, especially for our OTs, because what is covered and what isn't covered, it's all a fine line now.
Absolutely, and it's different depending on the person and what they have, and there are some patients actually that, especially ortho patients, and we get a plethora of ortho patients every single day, and a lot of the times their surgeons, despite complicating factors, will only say, we want them at your facility for 3 days. And, you know, sometimes it takes 3 days just to reteach them how to put their pants on.
Yeah.
And that's what you get. So, unfortunately, the world is not fair, and learning how to talk to insurance providers and really advocating for your practice is really important. And that's something that I've learned to do throughout this first year, is advocate, and really stress the importance of what you're doing, because it is needed.
Yeah, no, that's really great. Okay, so one final question, and then I just have to ask about your place of work. But what do you feel most grateful for in your career as an occupational therapy practitioner?
That's a great question. I decided to go into geriatrics because my grandma, who actually passed away this past year at 100 years old, she died due to a lack of care in a nursing facility. And that was somebody's mother, somebody's sister, somebody's aunt. And it really made me want to go in there and change the way that skilled nursing facilities are run and how therapy services are given. And I really wanted to make a difference in that world. I think that the geriatric population has so many stories, and they're so wise, and just conversing with them throughout therapy has taught me a lot about life and about work and how I can be a better practitioner. So I would say that, and there are many reasons why I went into the geriatric population, but I really wanted to make a positive impact in skilled nursing, because I do know that there are a few horror stories out there. And all I can say is that coming from the therapy department, I've seen nothing but great work being done, and nothing but good skilled therapy being provided by all walks of life, all different practices. And I hope I can continue to stay in the geriatric arena and continue to make a positive difference.
That's great. Thank you. And one more thing, just now, I just need to know the name of your facility that you work at, where you went to grad school, and how long you've been at your current place of work.
Sure. Currently, I work at East Bank Center. It's a post-acute rehab center in Rockford, Illinois, and I'm just shy of about 10 months. I went to graduate school at Lemoyne College in Syracuse, New York.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.